The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is Jade. Welcome to my podcast. Good morning, afternoon, night, or whatever time it is for you. Welcome back to my podcast. And if you're new, I'm Jade, and this is my podcast about friendships. Anyway, let's get started. In last week's pod, I mentioned that I would be talking about red flags in this week's. So that's what we're going to do today. Now, red flags in friendships can be hard to see sometimes because you think someone who is your friend wouldn't do that to you. But sometimes that's not the case. So here are some red flags in friendships that you need to watch out for. I kind of did these in like bullet points. So we're going to go down my little list. And this is just what you need to look out for. Someone who's always negative, like someone who's upset and sad all the time. And I can be there for you in those times, but someone who makes everything negative within your life and their life is not somebody you want to be around, because one, it's extremely draining, and two, it starts turning you into a negative person as well. Because if you're always surrounded by negativity, how are you supposed to be positive when somebody is always negative? And it's okay to be sad and upset sometimes. I'm not saying that you can't be around or friends with somebody who's always upset or sad. But when they're like pushing it and projecting it onto you, that can sometimes turn you into a negative person as well. Next, we have somebody who always downplays your accomplishments or things you're really excited about. Like, for example, say you got an A on an exam, and instead of being excited for you, they make it seem like it's not important or not a big deal. Like, be happy for me. Don't be like, oh, okay. Oh, you got an A? Okay. Like, be like, congratulations. Good job. Don't be boring. Like, be excited for me. And another example is, say you're excited about something like going to Six Flags, right? And they tell you to chill out or calm down because it's just an amusement park. Really? I'm not allowed to be excited? Like, I genuinely hate when people, when you're excited about something and somebody is just like, calm down. Let me be excited. Let me be happy. Don't be rude. So basically, somebody who's never happy for you or can be excited with you or happy with you, somebody who's always trying to bring you down. And then we have somebody who's always making you the butt of the joke or putting, or somebody who's always like jokingly putting you down. Like, I get sometimes it can be a joke, but at a certain point, it's too much. And especially when they're always doing it in front of other people, like in a way that's trying to embarrass you. And they usually always do it when other people are there. Like, when you two are alone, maybe they might joke about it a little. But it's, they're always like pushing it more out or saying it more when other people are around. And especially when it has nothing to do with the conversation. They just bring it up out of nowhere to kind of make you like a joke. And they're like using you as a joke or like using something about you to make other people laugh. So just basically trying to turn you into a joke. And I don't think that's funny. I feel like that makes them look really insecure. Why are you poking fun at your friend to make us laugh or somebody laugh? I just think that's weird. And maybe I might be sensitive, but I don't really care. I think it's dumb, but whatever. And then we have peer pressure. Now, that's a big one to me. If a friend is trying to make you do something you're not comfortable with, and they know you're not comfortable with, like, say, we'll do like big ones, drinking or doing drugs. If they know you're not comfortable with those type of things, and you've expressed that, and they still try to pressure you into doing it, and I'm not talking about like, say you're nervous to like order your food at a restaurant and they're like pressuring you to order for yourself. I don't consider that like bad peer pressure or really peer pressure in general. They're just more trying to help you get out of your comfort zone. And there's a difference between trying to get you out of your comfort zone and pushing you out of your boundaries. And I feel like that also ties in with respecting your boundaries. As your friend, they need to respect your boundaries, especially if you've told them a boundary you set, or if you set a boundary with them and they continue to do it, even though you've expressed that you don't like that. Even if it's something small, if you don't like it, then you don't like it. So somebody as your friend should understand that and respect that. And if they don't, then leave them. Because as a person, you should be respected, even if it's your friend. Especially even if it's your friend. And then next, we have somebody who never communicates how they feel and keep things bottled up until they explode on you or another friend. Because as your friend, you can come talk to me. And I know people don't always want to talk about their feelings. And I know some people can be bad communicators. But if you're such a bad communicator that you bottle things up and just explode on me, I don't think that's fair. If you have a problem with something I did or something in general and you need to like express that to me, just tell me. Or if you're feeling a certain way about something, then we can figure that out together. But you holding it in and then taking it out on me as your friend, that's not fair. Especially for you to hold it in and take all those bad feelings out on me when you could have just came and talked to me about it. Like, don't explode on me because you don't know how to express your feelings or communicate with me. Tell me what's up. As your friend, you can just tell me. Don't keep it all in and then make it seem like it's my fault because you can't express how you feel about something. And then next we have lying. You don't want to be friends with somebody who's constantly lying to you. Friendships are built off of trust. So if I can't trust you and you're always lying to me, then we shouldn't be. Don't be friends with somebody who's always lying to you. Like, I can understand a little white lie here and there, but if you've seen the Powerpuff Girls, then you know a little white lie can turn into a big one real quick and destroy the whole city. So I'd be careful with that. Especially because if they're lying to you about just a bunch of random stuff, then how are you supposed to tell the truth from a lie? And how are you supposed to genuinely trust somebody who's always lying? I would be sitting there just in my mind thinking, well, are they telling the truth this time? No, probably not, because they're just always lying to me. So how am I supposed to be able to trust anything you say if you're constantly lying to me? And then they usually have the audacity to get upset with me because I don't believe you. How am I supposed to believe you if you're always lying to me? Let's make that make sense, please. And then we have honorable mentions. Now, these ones I'll do like quick little explanations for, because if I do long ones, we'll be here for forever. Okay, let's get started. Not being there for you, but you always being there for them. How am I, as your friend, always having your back, but you never have mine? Like, and say you're really going through something, and they just decide that, oh, you're too much for me right now, I can't help you, you're gonna have to deal with that by yourself. But then when they're really down, they expect you to do the whole nine yards for them and be with them every dire second. But when I expect that in return, they don't want to do that. And then next, they always try to compete with you or one-up you. That one's pretty much self-explanatory. You're not. This is a friendship. Why are you trying to compete with me? We are not rivals. We're friends. Act like it. You can never bring your significant other around them because they're always trying to flirt. Or you feel like they're going to be all up on them and stuff like that in like a weird way. And I feel like that also ties in with somebody who always has feelings for the same person as you, but only says it after you mention it. or those type of people, when you tell them you have a thing for somebody or you're talking to somebody, and they immediately start talking to them and then randomly bring up, oh yeah, I'm talking to them too. Girl, I just told you I was talking to them and now you're talking to them? Don't be weird. Always ghosting you. Like, I understand sometimes you want alone time and you want to be by yourself. You don't want to be on the phone. You don't want to talk to nobody. But at least tell me first before you just go ghost and don't talk to me. Just be like, hey, I'm not feeling the best. Like, hey, I'm not feeling the best mindset right now. And I don't want to talk to people and I don't want to be around people. That's cool. Hit me up when you're feeling better. Or if you need me, hit me up. But don't just ghost me out of nowhere when I'm texting you. Don't text back. Ugh. And making everything about them. Like, some people, even me, thinks that the world revolves around them. Because it kind of does. It's my life. So, of course, it's going to revolve around me. But at times, you got to understand that not everything is about you. So, somebody who always, even when you're just talking about something, random conversation, and they just always try to make it about themselves. Like, girl, we're talking about doorknobs. Why are you talking about something you did when you were like 5? That has nothing to do with doorknobs. You're being weird. Get a life. But anyway, I think I need to stop now because I can go on and on into detail, and that would make the pod like over an hour long. But maybe next week I'll tell some cute little stories, since I've been doing some more negative topics, I guess. Or not negative in a sense, but more like the topics I've been doing. I think I want to do something cute and fun and tell some stories, you know? Get to know a little bit about my life and whatever. But I'll talk to you next week. Bye!